This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be shining the spotlight on a gentleman who is a well-known professional athlete in the country of Australia, and he is also a car guy. I had the opportunity to meet him through our mutual friend, Phil Skinner, who is, of course, our go-to guy when it comes to collectible cars and classic cars, and was for years the Kelley Blue Book collector car market editor. And he introduced me to our very special guest who will be joining us momentarily live from Southern California. Telephone-wise, you can get all of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime throughout the show, bob@autoworldradio.com will suffice. Well, I had the pleasure of speaking with this gentleman just a couple of weeks ago. He was going to be the VIP guest at the Ford's Forever event, an all-Ford show held every year in Orange County in California. It's a gigantuan show. And to find out how it went there and to find out all about this fascinating gentleman, we welcome Brian Wilson to the airwaves of Auto World. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, g'day, Bob. Thank you very much for the introduction. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on your show, and I'm loving America. It's an amazing place.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts of the Forever Ford show that you attended.
Yeah, it was truly remarkable. I mean, my background and my company has always been in licensing in Australia and in Europe. So I've seen some pretty big events from Ford, General Motors, the Olympics, and John from Ford Communications. They put on a pretty spectacular show. There was an amazing amount of vehicles there, and people just enjoying themselves and basically having a good time, which I love doing, and no doubt everyone did. It was pretty spectacular.
That's fantastic. And you're a lifelong car guy, or where did it begin?
Well, yeah, a long time ago, obviously in Australia, where General Motors, they have the brand, which is Holden, and that was started back in, the first car was 1948, so I had one of the new original 48s, and then we had what's called an FJ Holden, which was pretty cool back then. So I've always loved my cars, but fortunately, a buddy of mine who is the CEO of Holden, which is General Motors in Australia, he contacted me 2 years ago, and they were closing their very last plant down in Australia, in Elizabeth, in South Australia, and with my company and what we do, he wanted to, been trying to come up with some kind of special gift that they could give the 2,000 people that were losing their jobs, and they couldn't find one. And he found our collection that we had done in Europe, and asked me would I look at it and do it in the car industry. So it was something I hadn't thought of, but there was only one catch. He wanted me to do it and not my staff, because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, so I did, and we built, we created a collection, which then went on in Australia to be something of spectacular. You know, it's 25 pounds, and then from that we then went and completely sold out in a matter of months, and it just grew from them. And then Ford Worldwide contacted the Australian company and asked, would you like to do the license for what we do? So that's what it was about, and that's how I love and got introduced certainly into the motor industry. But back home in Australia, we love our cars. That's something pretty strong, and to do something special for General Motors or Holden was something pretty special for me too. So now it's sort of come about, and what the collection itself, it's a memorabilia collection, and it was born by myself 11 years ago. my background, I was a professional footballer in this crazy game called Australian Rules Football, which is unique. So many, many years ago, and I played for 15 years where the average is 4. I was lucky enough to win the equivalent of an MVP at the age of 20. So very, very young, very, very dedicated. But what I loved was when the fans came up to me and would ask and have my trading card and photos, and I would sign them, the look on their face was just amazing. And then when I retired, you know, some 20 years after I retired, the old guys who are still in Australia would come up to me, and then I got as much buzz out of seeing my old photos of myself and the trading cards as the people that originally used to do it. So I thought, what an amazing thing if we could take the history and memorabilia out of the archives of sporting clubs and of Ford, where it's being kept, you know, at Dearborn, and be able to bring it into a collection. So that's how it all started. So what we're doing, it weighs 25 pounds. It's a memorabilia collection that incorporates 11 replica badges, car badges, all the way back to the start. We have 20 brochures, like the very first Mustangs 1964 and a half sales brochure. So we've reproduced that exact. And they're part of every 10 or 20 pages, you see a little thing and you pull it out and, oh my God, what's that? And that's what it is. We've also been able to locate, I just spent a month at Ford in their head office. They gave me access into the archives that no one is allowed into, and I have an office there every day, and the material that I have found is truly amazing. As an example, you pull out in a section will be the 1911-1912 Ford dealership contract with Ford. You actually pull it out and it's exact replica. You'll also pull out Henry Ford's share certificate of when he was issued his shares with Ford Motor Company. That's the sort of stuff that happens. And then in addition to that, there is an incredible amount of images that I've had access to that no one has ever seen before. So that's what the collection's about. And I always make it so that, you know, you're always getting excited. So, but one of the key things that we do, and this is something that was also we invented back in Australia. So in the next week, we have a website that we have is built here, which is going to be the Ford website archive collection. You'll be able to log on only for a period of like six weeks. And you buy the collection now, but then you get a code and you can go in and upload your photo of you and your car, and you are in the actual Ford archive collection in that last section forever and a day. And that goes absolutely crazy. So we have limited spaces, and I love it. We get emails from people that have put their parents in and thanks, you know, they love thanking us for what we do. So that's very, very long-winded, but that's what we do, and I'm now here. I'm here living in America. I'm going to bring my family over, and we're going to do some really, really special stuff with the help of, you know, the access of Ford and the people at Ford. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Well, Brian, there's no doubt about it. This is a very exciting project, and as you said, to have unlimited access to the archives in Dearborn must be really mind-boggling, just to go in there and poke around, and you've already discovered some really cool stuff. But this sounds like a wonderful project, and we're going to hear all about it from you during this hour of the broadcast. And we'd also like to open up the telephones if anybody would have any questions for Brian about his current project or his previous project with Holden. We would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, or you can email us up. We have a large number of stations that take us on tape delay, so if you're listening to us at a later time, you can still participate. You can still send me emails, and I can get those questions to Brian, and we'll help you out that way. But right now, we'll put it in neutral. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, more with Brian Wilson as we talk all about Australia, Holden, Ford, cars, and who knows what else, all kinds of stuff. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com. With us today is Mr. Brian Wilson. All fans of the greatest music from the 60s might be thinking about another Brian Wilson. Our guest has been from Melbourne, Australia, and he's a well-known former professional football player, Australian rules football, where he played for a number of seasons and won the equivalent of the MVP a number of times. In doing just some minor research on Australian rules football, my producer Mackenzie was just looking up at the size of the field. It's an oval, almost football-shaped field. Is that right, Brian?
Oh, sorry, mate. Yes, it is. It's an oval shape, and it's probably four times the size of an NFL field oval. We have 36 players on the field at the same time. There's not allowed to be any padding at all, and no helmets. The only thing you have is your boots, and you can be hit from any angle at any time, from your shoulders down to your knees, but they tend to hit you above the shoulders. And the average, everyone averages 5 miles in a game, virtually every player. So you've got to be very fit, you've got to be able to look after yourself, but it's something that was inherited in Australia, and it's very only unique to the Australian game. So, but it is an incredible following in Australia. It's a $1 billion business now in Australia. It's quite substantial.
Amazing, and I can't believe no padding, no helmets. Are there a lot of injuries that occur during a course of a game?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of injuries. In my era, we're a little bit slower, but we used to hit a lot harder. So they tended now, which is fantastic. There was one referee on the field when I played. Now there's six to try and combat the brutalness of the game and bring it in so that children can play and mothers enjoy watching their play. So they've taken a lot of brutality out of the game, but it is still a very, very, very tough game. I mean, I have buddies that have had four knee reconstructions on each one. Their hips are gone. It's a very, very consuming game, but very, very much. But when people see it, they just can't imagine that the guys do what we do down under in Australia. And even when I look back at it now, it's something I was brought up with. But yeah, it's quite unusual. Let's just say the Aussies are a little bit down under. We play pretty hard.
Yes, I know that for a fact. And being the MVP at such a young age, that must have been quite an honor. And being able to play for such a long career, which is highly unusual, both in professional football.
Yeah, the average lifespan in Australian rules football is 4 years. I was lucky enough to play for 14. I won the MVP at the age of 20, which is the second youngest in the 200 or 180 year history, and that was fantastic. But it was very, very difficult as a young boy to be able to handle. You can't walk anywhere in Australia once you win one of those. It was pretty cool back then, but it was good. It was fantastic, but it was a great education for me, and I loved what I did. But I also loved taking on other pursuits in education, because when I played, it was semi-professional, and when I finished, it was professional. So you always had to look at another vocation and look beyond the sporting field. So, and I had a couple of buddies. I had a guy called Darren Bennett who played in my team, and he played for the San Diego Chargers as a punter and was a Hall of Famer. And he's my buddy, and I actually rang him last week and haven't seen him in 25 years. He now lives in Oklahoma, where his son is there, and I'm going to go and catch up for a beer and have a barbecue, which will be awesome.
That sounds what a great story, Brian. And what a great story you have to do with doing the work that you've done for Holden and now bringing all that expertise to this exciting new project with the Ford Motor Company. For those of our listeners who may not be that familiar with Holden, in recent times, General Motors actually brought a couple of Holden products over here to the North North America marketplace and modified it. Of course, I'm talking about the GTO, which came over, and also a variant of a Pontiac G8, which was also modeled after an Australian-only vehicle. But Holden had quite a footprint in the Australian automotive world. What about today? Is Holden still active? And what about Ford in Australia today?
Right now, what Holden obviously have done is they've closed down all of their manufacturing plants in Australia, as is everyone. We now no longer have any automobile manufacturing in Australia at all, which is pretty sad. So Toyota's gone, Ford have closed. But General Motors or Holden, what they do is they have one of the best design and creative studios in the world. So what actually happens, and the reason I obviously know this is because we did the archive collection for Holden, and they've kept their research development in-house. So a lot of the designs now that are being looked at for 2-3 years down the track are secretly done in Melbourne in the state-of-the-art facility. The second thing they have is what they have is a test track. Now, the test track is out of Melbourne. It's called Lang Lang. Now, no public have been on that test track for 64 years. It is completely fenced off like a security system you could not imagine. And again, I was able to get access, and we put that in the collection. So what they actually do now, secretly fly over the vehicles that no one knows about that they're looking as concepts, and they have them tested on that track so no one in the world can see. So they're the two really, really cool things that are still happening with Holden and General Motors in regards to vehicles. They're now they tried to bring one in. It was an Opel from in Europe, and we have a famous brand in Australia called the Commodore. So the Commodore has been going as a model for 30 odd years, and it's just it's just amazing. It's like having a beer. Everyone loves the Commodore in Australia, but they brought the Opel in and called that a Commodore, and unfortunately it didn't take that up, and the roads in Australia certainly tested the Opel branding. But Ford were really, really clever. What they did when they closed, they launched the Mustang into Australia, and the sales and the it's been incredible response in Australia of the Ford Mustang. The sales over there have been amazing. So, and I think, General Motors now are going to bring the Camaro? We call it Camaro.
Yes.
They're going to bring that into Australia, and that should bring them back up into the marketplace.
That sounds great. We're up against a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Brian Wilson, and we're going to find more out about this wonderful project he's doing with Ford. If you got a question, you can email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Or give us a call at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Atlanta police officer has been fired after the shooting death of an African-American man. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina tells NBC's Meet the Press He saw the footage.
That video is disturbing to watch, but I'm not sure that it's as clear as what we've seen around the country on some of the other issues that have driven us to the point where we're actually having a serious conversation around police reform.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the police force needs to change its ways.
While we have a police force full of men and women who work alongside our communities with honor, respect, and dignity, there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
This is USA Radio News. Police are saying they think it's suicide, but a black man's family say he was lynched. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Los Angeles County officials are calling on California's Attorney General to step in and investigate the death of the black man found hanging from a tree in a park north of L.A. The county sheriff's investigators suggesting that 24-year-old Robert Fuller died by suicide, but Fuller's family insists he was lynched. In a letter to the state attorney general, County Supervisor Catherine Barger says it is imperative that the public maintain trust in the investigative process, especially given the sensitive nature of this case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As expected, COVID-19 cases are on the rise. Oregon has pushed back their reopening dates. And after beaches opened in Florida, they've had 2,500 new cases in just one day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you very much for joining us. Brian Wilson joined us. He's a car guy extraordinaire, an ex-Australian rules professional football player, and has worked on projects in recent times for Holden, and now is doing a wonderful series for Ford. It's called the Ford Icon Series. It's a lavishly illustrated coffee table-style book with important facts and figures about the company and some of the iconic cars produced. Enclosed inside the spectacular volume are reprints of important and interesting documentation, such as an order card for the very first 1908 Ford Model T, a copy of Henry Ford's personal stock certificate, a 1911 dealer's contract, and much, much more. Beautiful full-size emblems that set this collection apart from anything else like it. Also included is a collection of beautifully reproduced and somewhat rare literature covering all aspects of Ford from the earliest days, like a 1904 Model A advertising booklet, to a recreation of the original dealer fact sheet on the mighty Boss 429 Mustang. And Brian is in the midst of putting this together. He's spending time in Dearborn. And Brian, isn't it a great place to spend time when you get the opportunity to go to Ford headquarters? I know when Ford celebrated their 100th birthday, they threw a big party for members of the press and several other hundred thousands of people. And we had a 4 or 5 day event. And Ford has got, of course, the Henry Ford Museum out there in Dearborn. But I can only imagine what those Mark Kaiser are like must be just truly a dream.
Look, it is, and it's a privilege for Ford to let me be able to go in there and get access to the images. To give you an example, Ford, the archives division, they have over 1 million photos, of which they have only digitized or got to about 100,000 at the moment, and they're working through it. And the reason being, I mean, Henry Ford was an avid photographer and loved to show his journey through photographic. And, some of the stuff, I mean, the 1905, that production card, when I found that in the system, I was staggered. I couldn't believe that it was September 1908, and it was the very first vehicle, and it was going to New York. And you actually get that replica card. I was taken back with a couple of things we've found, which is interesting. And I'd love the listeners, if you have something out there that you think would be truly, amazing for all Ford collectors by purchasing the collection, I would love to include it in the collection, Bob. And I can give you an email address where they can send in. And if they're successful, you will certainly give you one of the collections for free. I'm more than happy. But we're now looking. We've got most of the things, but we're just looking for those very, very special, unique things. And I'm sure the listeners out there, that maybe there is some fabulous stuff that you'd like to. And if there is, I can give you an email address to be able to register, and I'll personally give you a call and go through it.
That sounds fantastic, Brian. By all means, give out that email address.
Okay, so the email address, the website is called Treasured Collectibles. So that's the name of our company. It's treasuredcollectibles.us. So it's TreaSured Collectibles, collectibles.us. Excuse the Aussie accent. But if you go onto that site now, you'll see it will be live next week, where you'll be able to view all the information, and there's a video. But if you just register now an interest, then we'll follow you up. If you want to have your photo of you and your car in the actual collection, it's going to be really, really limited. So I guess I'm not sure, Bob, but back home we had about 3,500 people in a population of 20 million got their photo, and they were in the Holden collection. So, and some of their photos with their cars was truly amazing. So we're not sure how it's going to go here, but it'll probably be a little bit more than 3,500. But we'll fit everyone in. We're only going to go for 6 weeks, and then we'll close it off. So obviously then we go into the production. But I would love to see and hear from anyone that thinks they have something maybe special and unique, and we could include it in. And if we do, we'll actually put a thank you of your name in the actual collection, in the book itself, or it's a memorabilia collection, at the very, very front, up there with Ford and everyone else's recognition.
What a great honor and what a great opportunity for folks. So by all means, get that information over to Brian. And once again, Brian, why don't you reiterate where they have to go?
Sure. So it's the website, which is treasuredcollectibles.us, not .com. We've done .us. So I'll just spell it out again. TreaSuredCollectibles.us, treasuredcollectibles.us. If you've got something, I would love to have a look at it, and we could potentially include it in the collection, remembering that this is a official Ford licensed collection. So it's Ford is the guy, it checks absolutely everything, the authenticity, the whole lot, and something that you may have may be cherishable to even the archive committee at Ford, which you never know. We did this in Australia. We actually did the similar thing, and some of the things people had were truly amazing. So, I would love some help if you could, or if you want to have your photo in the collection of you and your car, that's the website. So go on, and it'll be live in a week, but you can leave your email as of today. So, that'd be really cool, Bob.
Absolutely, and I understand, Brian, after you do this first Ford Icon series, that you're looking at perhaps doing others, including an entire portfolio dedicated to the Mustang. Boy, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, no, we are. We're actually working through it already. We've already started because when we're obviously doing the research, and I look, little Aussie guy in Australia thought, I will come over and we'll just do one Ford collection for the whole of Ford, you know, and it'll be easy. So when I sat down with the Ford committee and we sat down at the research center, and they looked, that was the first time they physically seen the collection and all the memorabilia and the badges and everything that's part of it. And they turned to me and said, oh my goodness, we can't just do one. We have to do, and they're thinking four or five. So they're thinking of, we'll do a Ford trucks collection. We'll do the Ford Mustang. The Mustang is going to be really, really cool because we're already into that. And then we may do a Lincoln. Again, it's going to really, really be an amazing portfolio that will go over a period of time. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great news that Ford's Mustang is doing so well in Australia. Certainly the current generation is the best one that we've seen to date. And, of course, just around the bend for 2020, we're going to see the Shelby GT500 packing the most powerful V8 engine, the most powerful engine of any kind, to be in a street vehicle. So, Brian, that's going to be quite a story to follow.
Oh, it will be. We'll actually include that. And when we're looking at the collection for the Shelby, and we've got the GT in there, so as an example, it actually folds out by four pages. So it's a massive fold-out that's about 3 foot long, and that's the one page in the book. It's quite substantially long. So it folds, it retracts out, and then retracts back in, and the image of the GT, oh, wow, wait till you see it. It's pretty cool.
That's great. And there's an awful lot of Mustang folks out there. And I know in talking with Phil Skinner and his travels in Europe, in particular in Sweden, it's amazing the popularity of the American muscle cars. And of course, the Mustang worldwide, it's not unusual for folks to own Mustangs from all four corners of the globe. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Brian Wilson as he continues to tell us almost about this amazing project for the Ford Motor Company. It's the Ford Icon series, and you're going to want to be a part of it. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more with Brian. Don't forget, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns?
He hails from Melbourne, Australia. He's been our very special guest in this hour, Brian Wilson, a car guy, to say the least, and working with Ford on this Icon series, work with Holden on a series for them as well, former professional Australian rules football player, former MVP, and just all around delightful gentleman. And he's been asking for your help if you're a Ford fan, if you're a Ford owner or collector, and maybe you've got something that would fit so well into what Brian is doing for the Ford Motor Company. This is an officially licensed product, and Brian will be more than happy to get your emails and photos and perhaps include you in this very remarkable edition, which is going to be coming out in the not-too-distant future. What's the scheduled plan of release for this? How long do you think it's going to take for you to complete this? It's hard to tell, not knowing.
No, so what will happen, Bobby, is in the next 6 weeks, we will be asking for people to log on to the treasurescollectible.us website and be able to purchase the collection and put your photo of yourself and your car in the actual collection. So that'll happen for 6 weeks, and we turn that off. We're into production, and it'll be delivered in August. The end of August is when we will have the stock here in America, and then we'll go live with the stock. But the limited edition that right now is for you to be able to be part of that Ford history collection forever and a day. You can imagine, you know, having your car in the official Ford archives collection could be pretty cool. So if you want to do that and you're interested, you know, jump onto the website treasuredcollectibles.us and register your name. It's not live yet, but it'll be live next week. And as I said, we would love if you've got any amazing memorabilia or artifacts that you think I could include, I will respond back to you, and we could include those. So that'd be pretty cool.
That will be absolutely fantastic and a dream come true for most enthusiasts. So by all means, do what Brian is asking. asking you and help him out and become a part of this project. And it's great news that you're going to be doing a series down the road on the Mustang, on Ford trucks, and perhaps on Lincoln and other entities as well. I think there's such a real hunger. And of course, here in North America, they say, you know, 10% of the U.S. population, but if you take 10%, that's a whole lot of people are true auto enthusiasts. So we're talking in excess of 35 million people or so that are real dyed-in-the-wool car enthusiasts. What about in Australia? How popular is being an auto enthusiast in the great state of Australia, the country of Australia?
It's inherited in your blood. That's the best way to describe it. I'm talking now of people that would be into their 30s and beyond. It's something that you grew up and you were either a Ford or a Holden GM man. That was the only two real cars in Australia. And if you were a Ford person, you would never go near a Holden or a GM car. It just would never happen. And your father would teach you. You were expected to buy the family brand. That's how fanatical Australia is with their cars. They truly are. And that's why I made sure when I built this collection, you know, we produced and sold 8,000 of them in a population of only 26 million. But we had less than 15 come back. And the reason being is because I want this, and our quality control that we do is so far beyond. And once the product's here in late August, people will see that this is truly a treasure of high quality, and it will become, I believe, an icon within the brands that we do. So we're really, I'm really excited. I'm excited to start working, here in America and get a lot of feedback. That's what it's all about, Bob, and it's been fantastic to be on the program. Hopefully some listeners can understand the Aussie accent and then send me some things in or jump online and, put your photo in and be part of it. That'd be really, really cool.
Absolutely, Brian, and we'll continue to cover your story as it unfolds, as you go live with the website and as you will get into the project and when the project is released, we definitely want to help you out on that front and spread the word, and that's what it's all about. Because, like you said, if you're a car person, if you're a car guy or girl, it kind of transcends everything. It transcends demographics. It can transcends income levels. It's amazing when you go to some car shows where you see, heart surgeons alongside, blue collar workers discussing the same thing, their love of, let's say, the Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really, really so true, and it happens anywhere in the world. It's the same back home in Australia, but here in America, when I was at the exhibition 2 weeks ago, and I went up and I saw this incredible Mustang. It was a Thunderbird, and it was bright pink, and there was this lovely lady there, and this had been restored, and it was her baby, and even to the extent that the car brochure that she had in front of it was the car that they used in the photographs for Ford, which I then was able to find that photo at that Ford Archive Center because it was part of the sales brochure. And, we look back and that's amazing. I love people that have done that, and they spend their time and their effort and their true love and passion, on their cars. And I think that's just, there's something very, very special for those type of people all over the world. It's really, really unique.
Come August, you're going to definitely have to check out the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit, which is a really amazing event. It's kind of a grassroots started event and has blossomed into one of the truly great automotive happenings in the world. And I'm sure Phil will probably be around to attend that, hopefully with you. You can check that out come August. And of course, there's the great events on the west coast of California, the Monterey Peninsula, but it's kind of the, as Jay Leno would say, the millionaires versus the billionaires. If you want to see the real car folks, they're out cruising on Woodward. How about in Australia? Are there any signature car events that happen on a yearly basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of car clubs in Australia, and they happen on a yearly thing. They tend to evolve around what we call the street car racing, which is called the V8 Supercar events, which happens every 3 weeks over a period, and it travels all around Australia. So it's like, I'm not sure what you call, like the Indy here events, but we get somewhere in the vicinity of 50,000. We have an event which is in Bathurst, which is the major event in October, and we have 150,000 people come for 5 days, and they have to camp out on the ovals, and they're out in the paddocks with the kangaroos, and it's been going on for 60 years, and it's in a little country town in New South Wales called Bathurst, and they haven't changed that method. So you have to book and get your caravan site, and we have billionaires and millionaires all in the same place, and it is a truly amazing event. And you have your bring your cars, you put them out in front of your campsite, and people walk up and acknowledge and give pay homage to how amazing, you know, and what you own. So, oh yeah, it's very, very big in Australia.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Well, having grown up in a Ford family, both my parents loved the T-Bird, and I was an only child, so that was our family car. So growing up, we had a 68, we had a 71, a 73, a 79, an 82, and an 85. And my first two cars that I owned, both were Mustangs, one I kept more than 25 years. So Ford is definitely in my blood as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the badges, the emblem badges that I've chosen, which is in the collection, it's exact reproduction, is the 55 Thunderbird hood badge. And I just love it. It's just such an amazing, you know, color and the wingspan. It's just, yeah, it's really, really cool. So yeah, the Thunderbird is amazing. We've actually got the very first, I think it's the 54. You may have to help me here, Bob. It's the very first brochure that came out. We have that as well.
That's fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see your good work, and we can't wait to get you back on the show for an update. But in the meantime, Brian, thank you very much for your time here today.
Oh, it's been awesome, Bob, and thanks for everyone. I hope I gave you an insight, and please contact me if you've got something amazing or you'd love to be in the official Ford Archive collection on treasuredcollectibles.us. Thanks, Bob. Love to come back.
Thank you, Brian. We'll definitely do it. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.